Cornwall Street, and it's late February. The cherry blossoms are out. They've been out for a couple weeks now, and the sun is breaking through again. We've had a really sunny February compared with most, and there are birds tweeting all over the place. Oh, God. So here we go. And I love our street because I'm just being distracted because some of the cherry blossoms are blowing down like snow right now. I love our street because of the diversity. There are all kinds of people, different ages, quite a few kids, quite a lot of kids. We live right next to Moss Street. Cornwall Street is 2 blocks long, and it goes between Fairfield and Richardson, parallel to Moss. You can hear those birds. They're really doing their tweeting thing. And more cherry blossoms coming down. And right now I'm passing our local belly dancer's house. Which is nice to know that she's there. Oh. Across the street there's an artist who teaches as well at Vic High. And right now I'm passing a wonderful garden. It's very, it's got kale. That's kale. No, it's not. It's cabbage, I think. It's really green. And I met the young woman who gardens here. So the fellow who lives in the house, he's in a wheelchair, and she does his gardening in the front, which is looking really abundant. So Victoria, we get abundant gardens in February. And here's my daughter's best friend's house, Morgan's house, and there are chickens who live here. And they have a double lot. They have a smaller house with a double lot with chickens. Love it. And across the street, there are Chris and Kev and Tamsin and James. And they've been integral to the community gardening and Moss Street Village. And then next door to them, there's Sol and Gandala. And they're artistic and musical and very funky older couple, very cool. And more birds tweeting. And we have, did I miss? No, here's Elaine. No, this isn't Elaine. The next one's Elaine's house. And she has got an incredibly inspiring garden. And she's actually passed on to me some local seeds to grow peas and beans. And she already has beets coming up. She has beets and flowers. And the soil is looking very healthy. So now we can hear Fairfield. We can hear the traffic now. I can hear it. I don't know if you can hear it. And I'm going to pause this while we cross over streets. Let's see. Okay, so I've crossed over Fairfield, and I'm standing outside Fairfield Naturopathic and Acupuncture Clinic. Just to my, as I go to the northeast, oh shoot. Anyway, as I go towards Moss Street, there's a little coffee stall that some people have put in the front yard. It's been really successful, and they have also been involved in the Moss Street Community Village and getting that going. And walking towards is a fish and chips place here that's a long-standing fish and chip shop. And there used to be a path right past the fish and chip shop. I'm really wondering about this because Dutton's property management has built a big wall here. I have a funny feeling that this should be a right-of-way. There used to be a path that went through here, right onto Oscar Street, avoiding the road, and it's gone. There's a parking lot and there's a wall here. So I think I'm going to look into that and see what happened with that. Now heading towards Moss and Sir James Beckles School, where the Moss Street Market happens in the spring, summer, fall, is just across the street, kitty corner. But I'm going to turn away from it towards the ocean. And to my right, just behind some benches, there's a little public space here with benches and a light. And beyond that, and some shrubs and beyond trees. Beyond that is Fairfield Bicycle Shop, which is our local bicycle store. And here I'm passing Corner Store. And walking down Moss Street. This is the walk that drew me to Victoria, because again, there are cherry blossoms, there are character houses, there's lots of light in the day, and it leads to the ocean. And it initially reminded me of Kitsilano in Vancouver. You could say minus a lot of the funkiness, but with the beauty, with the old houses and the nature at the end of the ocean at the end of the walk and the trees. So sometimes along here you'll see people will put things out on their boulevard for free, which we do on Cornwall Street too. When we're tired of things or just not using them, we sometimes put out a free box, and it can be kind of fun to rummage through, and things get exchanged in that way. Oh, here's one right now. And in here we have a canvas. This looks interesting. It's like a canvas thing. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it's useful. So that comes with me, and the other things stay behind. Canvas. On it. I'm not sure what this is. It looks like maybe a painting apron with places for... it looks quite interesting. And here we go, and see, the very next house has also put out some things. One of the things I love about our neighborhood. I know, we're passing a house that I love with an enormous plant. Whose name is gone right out of my head. I love it. It's a big, huge vine with flowers all over. It was right over the... It's enormous. I wonder if anyone... Okay, so we've got one at our house, and the name comes and goes through my head. Again, I can hear birds, nerves rustling through the bushes of the wind, the mild wind. I'm going to pause now and rejoin in a bit. All right. So I'm at Moss and May. Just had a talk and got to know one of my neighbors. Hello, good morning. One of my neighbors a little bit more. And I'm also at Hema, local yoga and acupuncture center. It's very popular. Little yoga place. And they seem to be doing really well. I've been to a couple of coffee classes here. It's really good. I'm crossing over May, and to my right, there used to be a fellow who did mapping, actually, just down the road on May Street. I can't remember his name, but it's skipping my mind, along with various other things. So, continuing down Moss Street, and there used to be a lovely cafe across the street here, just a little Moss Street cafe. That got turned into government offices, unfortunately. And there was also a little children's art school there, and the woman who ran that died a while back. So, more character houses on them, and I'm going to take a pause and continue a bit. Okay, so now I'm at Dallas Cliffs. The light is fantastic, there's sunshine sparkling off the water. It's not such a clear view of the mountains today, although I can see a little bit. See all kinds of dogs walking along with their owners, and sometimes you can see, in fact, often when there's a wind, you can see all kinds of flying contraptions, people in hang gliding, people water windsurfing and in hang gliders, which apparently is kind of unique to this part of Canada. I've heard when people come and visit from other parts, they say they don't see that. So, yeah, get to know all kinds of little and large dogs here. And I hear the waves. I always find it uplifting as soon as I reach the ocean front. And I'm just going to walk towards Clover Point and down the pathway that leads to the beach. So I'm closer to those negative ions of waves and stones. And along that path leading down to the ocean, there's the ledge patch of fennel, which when it's in season is good to pick and chew on. Okay, I can hear the waves now. The helicopter overhead. The light on the wet stones is beautiful, different colors, and having to dodge some waves. Sometimes I'll bump into people down here who I know or know a bit and learn new things, like where a NIA class is happening, or about a good book, or... And frankly, I'm happy too to be here and just have a bit of solitude by the ocean. It refreshes me. Sweet, just passed. Looked like a mother and grown daughter, a couple walking along arm in arm, singing a gentle song. An enormous firefly up above, or dragonfly, it's huge. I thought it was a hummingbird at first. Maybe it is. Oh, it's flying like a, it is a hummingbird. It is a hummingbird. It's doing the darting thing. It's maybe an Anna's hummingbird, which I don't mind having the same name as. They're pretty. Hey. Okay, sometimes down here you'll see people making things like lean-tos or sort of primitive sculptures and things with wood and stones. Just saw a boy doing something like that, and my daughter was lucky to grow up with that kind of environment and friends who like to do that kind of thing down here. I'm coming out to a pretty fairly complex looking structure up ahead with driftwood and rope. I'm a young person. He's built something with a stick and a rope on the end of it. Looks like a kind of a fishing rod he's throwing into the bush. I'm not sure what he's trying to do, but I'm sure he knows. Maybe I'll interview these young people and see what they're building. It looks really interesting. They have a rock hanging from a rope. And an interesting structure. Okay, so I talked with the young fellows. They said it was random. And that's a word my daughter likes a lot. Random. So their mom said what they're doing is hoisting. They're figuring out how to hoist rocks on ropes. And the structure was already there, but that's what they're doing. They're just being led to hoist and figure out how to hoist, which seems like a pretty neat thing to be learning of their own initiative. So that's what was going on there. Once in a while, I see somebody who's sleeping on the beach. I don't know what the tides, but I know that I have slept on beaches before and loved it myself, although that wasn't strictly speaking out of dire necessity, whereas here there are people who likely are in that position. It seems funny that at home I have sounds of waves and streams to go off to sleep, and all the while there's the ocean right here. I don't know if I'm as brave as I used to be about sleeping out in the city, but I sure love the sound of water. Okay, heading back up Cook Street, and I figured that's enough detail for everyone to listen to about my walk. So, goodbye, thank you! Yeah, it was really nice. Really nice to do.